Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, breaking news. Donald Trump could not take the pressure. Everybody was wondering how long it would take until he responded once again to his admin's blatant and brazen cover-up of the Epstein client list, and he's already sent out this long, manic, schizophrenic Truth Social post about Pam Bondi, John F. Kennedy, Barack Obama. Anybody and everybody who's been involved in U.S. politics over the past 10 years is mentioned in this post, and it's absolutely absurd. The reason why Donald Trump feels forced to respond is because far-right influencers, MAGA loyalists, even apolitical people alike are all beginning to wonder, what's up with this blatant cover-up? You promised to release the client list, which Pam Bondi said was on her desk months ago, and now you guys have done a complete 180. I mean, Charlie Kirk is holding a Turning Point USA event this weekend. Look at how much the crowd cares.
So what's it going to be, Charlie Kirk?
Can we pan to the audience? I'm curious. How many of you raise your hand think this is a big deal, the Epstein thing? Would you raise your hand? So, I mean, every hand has gone up.
Every hand has gone up, and that's at a young Turning Point USA college campus event. Every single Trump supporter cares about this because Trump is the one who promised intentionally that he was going to release the list. I mean, when I was looking up posts on X, I saw this one. Someone said, F you, Cash Patel. F you, at Dan Bongino. F you, FBI. F you, you effing C-U-N-T Pam Bondi. And F each of you, each one of you who are bought and paid off scum who are protecting Epstein's clients. Each and every one of you have the blood of innocent children on your hands. This comes from the patriotic blonde. And Trump's replies are filled with posts like that. We'll read his replies in 1 second, but let's just start off with this post right here. He said, what's going on with my, quote, boys, and in some cases, quote, gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world, and selfish people, in quotes, are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein, over and over again. All right, there's a lot more, but I'm going to stop there. Trump keeps doing this thing where he acts like there's no reason we should be talking about Epstein. It's in the past when his DOJ put out a letter less than a week ago. This is straight gaslighting. You can't put out a letter and then blame everybody for asking questions. Secondly, the guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein, was like your best friend. Not only were you guys seen at parties together, not only did Jeffrey Epstein say you guys were besties, but you appointed Alexander Acosta as your Secretary of Labor in 2017. After Acosta had cut a sweetheart illegal plea deal for Epstein to get off in Florida. Look this up. Look this up. It's all true. Look up Alexander Acosta, Epstein, Trump. To continue, Donald Trump says, why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, and more? Okay, so here's what Trump's trying to do. He's claiming that these files were written by Obama, but in fact, a lot of the Epstein investigation happened under Donald Trump. He was reindicted under Donald Trump. That's one big piece of it. Another big piece of it is that Trump is trying to undermine these files by calling them conspiracy theories like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. He compares it to the laptop from hell. He basically is saying that our intelligence agencies are lying to us, but this is all a poor lie. It's a poor lie. It's a distraction from the real facts at hand. Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, and the rest of the admin are complicit in covering up sexual abuse. Everything else is just noise. And the people in his administration were the ones who laid the groundwork for this. They planted the seeds in everybody's minds that there was something huge to talk about because they were the ones who relentlessly said the Epstein list is real and it will be released and it will implicate Democrats. This then says, they created the Epstein files, just like they created the fake Clinton, Christopher Steele dossier, and they used that they used on me. And now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. Why didn't these radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? Maybe because when Donald Trump stole a bunch of documents and took them to Mar-a-Lago, those were the documents. He stole the Epstein files among the thousands of other documents he had in Mar-a-Lago, and we just got them back when Biden was forced to raid Mar-a-Lago. I say this partially in jest, but we could come up with countless theories as to why the Biden admin didn't want to release the list. Maybe they wanted to protect the clients. Maybe Trump stole the list and hid them at Mar-a-Lago in his files case. There are 100 different reasons, and we're not going to give up that damn easily. He says, if there was anything in there that could have hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? They haven't even given up on the John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. files. No matter how much success we have had, securing the border, deporting criminals, fixing the economy, energy dominance, a safer world where Iran will not have nuclear weapons, it's never enough for some people. Okay, here's the thing. When you say you secured the border or deported criminals, Donald Trump's current rating on immigration is negative 27 points because he's overreached, overstepped, and had ICE send goons, roving bands of goons, to cities across the country. Trump's current deportation policy is not popular, so that's not a win. When he says fixing the economy, let's be real. The economy was recovering under Biden. Now Trump wanted to nuke it with his tariffs and was forced to go back on that. He then says, we are about to achieve more in 6 months than any other admin has achieved in over 100 years. This is just false. You've achieved more self-enrichment than any other administration. Think about this. He took a $400 million jet from Qatar. He started on the day before he was inaugurated a Trump coin, then Melania coin. They even had a Barron coin. He is enriching the hell out of himself while pulling the wool over the eyes of the American people, and don't let him trick you. By the way, make sure you drop a like to help boost this video, boost the truth. And if you're not subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel below, it's free. What are you doing? Go subscribe. I love all of you. Let's keep on growing. To continue right here, this says, we are saving our country, making America great again, which will continue to be our complete priority. The left is imploding. Cash Patel, the FBI must be investigating voter fraud, political corruption, Act Blue, the rigged and stolen election, arresting thugs and criminals, instead of spending month after month looking at nothing but the same old radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein. Dude, this is going to accelerate Trump's fall into authoritarianism. I know that he's already completely authoritarian, but he's now calling on Cash Patel to accelerate the rate at which he targets political enemies to distract from the Epstein list. Then he says the Epstein list is a radical left-inspired document. Well, this radical left-inspired document was being touted by your Attorney General, Pam Bondi, literally just a few months ago on Fox News. Donald Trump is being hoisted by his own petard in 100 different ways. And no matter how much you want to blame political opponents like Obama, Clinton, Comey, it's a classic deflection. You can't redirect blame when you were the ones who talked about the files. You can't shift focus to your achievements that don't even exist. If Trump wants to talk about what the past 6 months have looked like, I see this. I see him getting into office, pardoning all January 6ers, declaring a global trade war, backing off from that trade war. While all of this is happening, he's unable to end the war in Russia-Ukraine. Actually, Russia is taking more territory. Pete Hegseth is leaking things through Signal. This all happened. You can look it up. And the economy is just barely where it would have been if Biden would have taken office, maybe a little bit slower due to the tariffs. Trump has allocated a lot of money towards ICE, towards the richest of the rich, while forgetting about the people that he promised to help. So when he wants to redirect and refocus on his achievements, it's not even, there's no achievements. Sorry, to continue. He says, let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and they tried to do the same thing in 2024. That's what she's looking at. Or that's what she is looking into as AG and much more. 1 year ago, our country was dead. Now it's the hottest. Let's keep it that way and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, something that nobody cares about. Oh, dude, you are not going to gaslight your audience that easily. To any MAGA supporters listening, they promised to defeat the deep state. Now Trump is telling you to look away. Trump is becoming the deep state. The top replies say, all of the stuff you just posted about is important, but getting the pedos off the street is up there for me as a parent. Keep doing all the stuff you're doing. It's great for the country, but the Epstein clients need to be prosecuted. Another top reply says, sorry, this is not holding water. Girls were used and abused by this man and many other men. They need to pay the price. Yeah, dude, you're replying to one of the men. Someone says, why did he kill himself? Why is Ghislaine Maxwell still in prison? With all due respect, release everything with nothing left or nothing out there. Someone says, read the room. We campaigned on full transparency. Someone says, we love the job you're doing, but the fact is the files must be made public. These people are coping. Y'all, Donald Trump is pulling the wool over your eyes because he wants you to look over here. He doesn't want you to be focusing on the Epstein files and his involvement. And I'll leave it there. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.